turundusuudised.
As always, Euromonitor International is coming to help us, and this time they have brought up the topic like neighborly interactions in the middle class. So reading through all this long article, I would say that I started to think, actually I was really eager to find what are the conclusions, but I didn't find any conclusions. So the article was going like that we are all middle class here representatives, we have our neighbors, some of us are more social, more open, some are less social, less open, some of us invite our neighbors to our home, some do it every day, some do it once a year, but the point of course was that the businesses should be aware that if I buy something, I have something, even in my apartment, or is it a fashion question or is it something else, then the people are spreading this information to their neighbors, and actually the company can influence the neighbors through a neighbor. So this was all the story about. Actually it's simple, we all know it, but the question what this, I'm sorry, but Euromonitor International didn't answer, how to get the benefit out of it as a company. So this is my question to you people now. Any ideas? How to influence neighbors through a neighbor?
I missed out. I actually liked the research. I think it was interesting and different from what we usually read or usually see. What was interesting for me was that how they discussed the influence of different type of housing that people who live in apartments, even if they live tighter together, they interact less than those people who live in the houses, and the larger the distance between or the longer the distance between the neighbors, the more they feel that they need to know the neighbors because they might be dependent on them. And it's also important when you want to sell something, you need to know that how they interact and who interacts also. This was also a very interesting part. So I've told a lot of times to the companies that want to sell something that is used either in a construction or in the gardens or even as something in the household, it's important that they really go look around, see the neighborhoods, see who seems to have everything, who seems to be the opinion leader. I see now in Estonia an interesting development that there are more and more houses, at least in our neighborhood, who start to use solar panels. And it's something you see clearly when you walk around. And you see that once it was just at the first there was just one house. Now already see two or three of them. And probably I already recognized myself thinking that probably I should think about it also. Maybe I should go and knock on the door and ask how does it work. We are not very close to the neighbors, but still it was a thought. So I think that companies should use more and more the idea of the neighborhood about everything what you can see there. You can see that the neighbor has a new car, so you as a car dealer know the address of the owner. Why don't you post postcards to the neighbors and say that hello, have you seen it? There is a new model driving around. Would you like to make a try or have you already tried? We have a special discount if you react or if you come to test drive or something. So I think that there are much more to do using the geographical, approximately. Or mm-hmm. So, Kari, what are your thoughts?
It's interesting. I mean,
your neighbors? Yeah.
Yeah, of course. As we all. I mean, to some level. But I mean, I started to think about who are the influencers. If we think about the typical kind of middle class neighborhood and who are the influencers? And that's I think about recommendation. We should be able to understand, okay, this person in this area or this kind of a person in this area could be the one that we have to find out, that we have to be able to effect on that person with a positive or in some cases with a negative message. But understanding different kind of neighborhoods, who are the influencers could be relevant.
I think that here also I was thinking about the graphic here that was saying that there are about, and I don't see, about 2% of people who do not recognize the neighbors and about 7% who really speak. And then about say hello in passing around 25 and then 27 about sometimes stop to chat and then regularly converse about 22 and then regularly interact about 18. So knowing which type of neighbors your neighbors are, if you even do a research and try to find out who are the ones who regularly interact with the neighbors, it would be an excellent database for direct marketing, because you know that they are the kind of social butterflies. They walk around and discuss and want to be aware of everything. I think it was would be a valuable database.
Mm. Also, I'm looking to that kind of a part of the study. I started to think, having two children and thinking back my time when I was studying in the university, at the time I didn't have that much to do with the neighbors. I hardly knew anyone around the same building and so on. But now I know everyone that has children, even into not just in our house but even next to us. So the what is your kind of a way of living? It has strong effect on the results.
It's exactly what they reflect here.
If you have dog, then you know everybody who has a dog, and you go walk together.
And it affects strongly to how much you interact with them. With them. So
And that's really. I think that it was interesting, and I think that
it was interesting. But I still it seems to me that it's this implementation part of how to get benefit out of it is still 2 weeks. So we have to bring it up next time, maybe in a radio.
No, Raul, you have to use it. You have to try, and then you see how to interact.
Okay, okay.
But at the same time. We should remember what the legislation is saying about targeted communication to consumers, and they are, at this moment they are talking about that at the EU level.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, it's not that easy nowadays to clearly analyze the customer information based on the loyalty cards and so on. So the legislation is really kind of making that harder and harder all the time. So making that totally targeted to the detail level, it's not that easy based on the legislation. Even if I would like to have targeted information, legislation is kind of preventing that to some level, which is funny to some level.